Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Easley swings it in. The U.S. go up. What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra.
Lloyd will try a long hit. What a goal from Lloyd. This is spectacular. It's hit with no regard for humanity. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is. Switzerland. And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute. That was worth the price of admission alone.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome in, everybody. Soccer Matters is on the air here on the heels of the Killer Bees. I like that segment about great plays in Houston soccer history that Joel and Jeremy were bantering about. Maybe a Dynamo fan will call in and tell me what you think the single biggest play in the history of the club was. And there's a lot of good ones out there. I think you're going to probably go to 2006 and 7. Call in number 713-780-3776. Brian McDonald sticking around here to get it on the air tonight as our producer as always. And we've got a lot to talk about today. Europa League, you've got the U.S. Women's National Team on a very cold night going to play down at Shell Energy Stadium tonight at 8 p.m. against Colombia. That is the She Believes Cup. But 713-780-3776. You know what? I'm going to open it up in a bigger way. Just one Dynamo, biggest play in the history of the club, and then number two, biggest play in soccer history for you. And I know a lot of this is going to come to the allegiance of some of your clubs, but you can certainly call in with those here tonight in the first segment. 713-780-3776. I got tickets to give away here tonight to the Texas Derby. Be ready at 713-780-3776. Be ready because we're going to flare a bunch of those out here tonight, a couple of pairs of tickets so we can get you down to the Texas Derby. We have Eric Quill, the head coach of FC Dallas, coming on the show tonight. I mentioned it last night, but Eric Quill is a great Houston story as well because he grew up playing here. He's from the Missouri City area. Briefly played at Clemson, went into Major League Soccer, played in Tampa with Carlos Valderrama. Actually played with Dominic Kinnear in Tampa as well, the Dynamo head coach. And we're looking to get Dominic on the show. Did his work in the coaching. You know, there's a lot of ex-players that feel they've earned the privilege and the entitlement of just being handed a head coaching job. And that does happen. We have seen that. But in the case of Eric Quill, he was everything from an assistant coach to his wife at U of H on the women's side to working in the youth community here in Houston to then getting involved with FC Dallas, where he played as well. Took the North Texas, which is basically their reserve team, to a title. Interviewed for the head coaching job, didn't get it. Goes to the USL, is very successful at New Mexico United. They draw about 9,000 a game. And he goes back for a second time, interviews, and gets the job. And he's going to debut on Saturday in Major League Soccer in, of all places, how ironic, Houston, Texas, where he grew up. I think it's a great story. You're not going to hear it from anywhere else but here. But it is a fantastic story. All right, greatest Dynamo moment, Milo. What do you got, Milo?
100%. It's got to be Brian Ching equalizing MLS Cup 2006. I just think dramatic, right? From being down to immediately being even. That's got to be it for me.
Yeah, that's a good one because at that point, New England had just scored. you thought it's over, and how quickly the response came. And by the way, that delivery on that cross, and I don't remember who it was. It might have been Brian Mullen.
Brian Mullen.
Yeah, was it Brian Mullen? Okay, good. I'm glad we're bringing Brian Mullen's name up because, you know, there is a tendency of the Dynamo fan to gravitate to two or three guys. I'm actually a little astounded. People don't talk more about Dwayne De Rosario, who's going to be on this show tonight, who's top 25 in Major League Soccer. Nobody really ever talks enough about Dwayne. But you're right. On that play, that delivery from Mullen took a bit of a deflection, too. And Brian Ching's focus, execution, because of that deflection, was freaking remarkable. And it was a tremendous header. And, yeah, I think that's a good call on your part. I like that one. I like that. And that eventually led to the Dynamo winning on penalty kicks. So there you go. All right, Milo, thank you very much for that. Anybody else? Greatest Dynamo moment for you? You may have just topped it right there, but there are a lot of big ones, from especially in those early years, some great ones that obviously would lead to being a part of winning the MLS Cup, which the Dynamo did back-to-back in 2006 and 2007. Where does Dwayne De Rosario rank in your minds as greatest players for the Houston Dynamo? Because we are in year 20 here. Everybody's got their favorites. Where does he rank? Because wait till you hear me rattle off his list of accomplishments. Over 100 goals. I'm going to just give you a couple off the top of my head. Twice the goal of the year. 4 MLS Cups. I think 6 and 7. Best 11. All-star appearances, game winner, I think, against Chelsea in the All-Star game. Remember at RFK Stadium, I mean, this one might weigh into it. The header from the Brad Davis delivery at RFK Stadium from Dwayne De Rosario. And if you remember, Brian Ching was injured. So was Ricardo Clark. Imagine going into an MLS Cup final without those two. And then Dwayne De Rosario stepped up with a goal and an assist in the final. 713-780-3776. Trey, what's your best moment?
Yes, I've only been a fan since 2015, so mine's a little more recent. But
that's okay.
Griffin Dorsey's goal in the Open Cup, that's kind of ushered in the new Ben Olsen era and some of the success that we've had recently. So I think that Open Cup goal by Dorsey really sparked what we're doing right now and some of the successes recently.
Was that down at Inter Miami? That's the one, right?
The Inter Miami, yep, and I traveled for it in person, and it was just great to see that.
Ooh,
and,
I love
and
that.
That's really helped usher in this new area.
I love the way you framed that. I love the fact that you were there, and you know, a lot of times these singular moments in games, it's because you're actually there and you witnessed that they become even bigger. Now, my Trey, just remind me that he cut in on his left foot, right? Because I called that game.
Correct. Yep.
He hit it with his left foot, right?
Yes, that's correct.
That was a great goal. I'm trying to flash back to it. Yep. Okay, are you going to be at the opener?
Yep, I've been a season ticket holder since 2015 and only missed like one or two games a season if I'm out of town, so I'll be there, ready for it.
Good for you. These last 2 years must be a bit sweeter for you. You went through some tough times.
Yep, it's been great, and I saw Pat Olsen at the FanFest on Sunday and kind of expressed that to him, too, as I've watched a lot of not making the playoffs in the last 10 years, and to see what him and Asher and Ted and everybody have done, it's just been great the last couple of years for the Dynamo.
Very good. Trey, thank you for calling in. Good take. I loved it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. There's Trey. 713-780-3776. Remember last night, Brian, when I asked you, can I be benevolent and hand out a pair of tickets to the Texas Derby? Let's do it right now. Caller number three at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Caller number three. Pair of tickets to the Houston Dynamo FC Dallas opener. It's a 2025 opener. It's down at the stadium. If you don't win tickets tonight, you can buy them at HoustonDynamo.com. But I have a feeling you are going to see the new acquisitions for both teams. I think you're going to see them coming off the bench, but I think you're going to see Lucho Acosta. I think you're going to see him off the bench for Dallas, and I think you're going to see Nico Ladero off the bench for the Houston Dynamo. I think these are two experienced pros. They're going to want to be a part of it. They're going to make themselves available. They've both been in training. I do believe you're going to see them come off the bench. So if you've got your favorite Houston Dynamo moment play, you can call in at 713-780-3776. Okay, last night, speaking of plays, now let's speak a little bit on the man that is the GOAT. It is Lionel Messi. All right, so they were in the CONCACAF Champions League. They were in Kansas City at Sporting. Leo Messi and Inter Miami, you know, people are calling him soft, and the game got changed because of the weather, and it's, I think, like 5 degrees, and, oh, he's probably not going to play. And I'm sitting there listening to all of this ahead of this game, and I'm going, this is so off base. This guy is going to play. He's one of the most competitive athletes on the planet. It doesn't necessarily look like he is physically, because everything is so effortless. But he is one of the most competitive athletes. And you have heard his former coaches mention that. So of course he's going to play. And of course he's going to produce the game winner. I think it was a 56th minute. It's a ball in from Busquets. It's kind of strange because the center back for Sporting Kansas City actually starts to drop off. I don't know if it's because he's in fear of Messi, but there's like 3 or 4 guys around him. He's able to bring it down off his chest. He cuts to his right. There's guys stumbling around and trying to close him down. They can't, and he buries it. It's a magical moment under those conditions. Another observation, he actually ran a lot more last night. And part of that, I think, was just to keep warm. But yeah, it's 5 degrees. I mean, you could see everybody's breath. It was incredible. And it wasn't a sellout. And I think it's going to be tough tonight for the U.S. Women's National Team under these cooler conditions in Houston to draw, which might lead us into the discussion about going on the world schedule. I don't know if you're for that or not. You can tell me, 713-780-3776. But it was interesting to watch Messi moving a bit more without the ball, because there are these moments in Major League Soccer games where it's so interesting because he's just standing there basically watching the game and watching his teammates and, you know, factoring all kinds of images and things through his head as to where and how he moves once they win the ball. And it's really pretty remarkable. Last night he was moving around a little bit more. He was closing people down. And I think a lot of that had to do with simply just trying to stay warm. 713-780-3776. Antigua 1, Seattle Sounders 3 in Guatemala. Areola, new signing, De La Vega and Rusnak. They got a lot of hopes on De La Vega turning the corner and being even a bigger contributor this year. Motagua, I watched that one. FC Cincinnati. Cincinnati's got some attacking power. Pavel Buca had 2 in that one. Kevin Denke, the big signing. And then, of course, Lucho Acosta goes to Dallas, and they pick up Evander from Portland. And Evander gets one as well. Herediano and RSL 0-0. Okay, so there was a time in Major League Soccer that MLS went down to Central America and didn't do well. Not only are we going down to Central America and the Caribbean now and winning games, you're winning them 4-1. You're winning them 3-1. Vancouver tonight will take on Saprissa for anybody who wants to watch that games. But positive results in Central America and the Caribbean. Again, we can go back, but it indicates now that MLS has really separated itself from Central America. Every good player in Central America, frankly, their desire should be to come to play in Major League Soccer. Certainly that's the closest bigger league and or Liga MX, depending on where you fall in there. And by the way, back to the Messi thing, the Colorado Rapids, you get a little bit more of this because younger people are generally running the social media of teams. They were taunting Inter Miami about playing in the cold. And then, of course, I mentioned, you know, he was going to possibly, you know, people were thinking, oh, he's going to sit out. He's not going to play. He can't play. Oh, he couldn't be able to play on a rainy night in Stoke. Are you kidding me? This has been rolled out by, you know, some of the internet trolls. It was 37. It was a 37-year-old in 5 degrees and likely the coldest night of his career. And he makes the play. Javier Mascherano, the head coach, who I'm sure Lionel Messi had a lot to do with bringing in, called the conditions inhumane. So the question is, do you want to move to the world schedule? Because you are going to have some moments like this where teams are going to have to play in cold weather. There are benefits. There are pros and cons. Are you all for moving to the world schedule like everybody else? Or do you think because of climate, just not doable? You tell me. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-3776. All right, Dance Little Sister. Rolling Stones, Cactus Music. Big shout out to them. Get your vinyl, get your CDs down there. Legendary Cactus Music. By the way, they're pumped for the World Cup down there, Quinn. We are also super excited about Nico Nico's Greek and American Cafe, the 3 locations throughout Houston. Get over to them. Woodlands, I-10 and the Beltway, and also the original down in Montrose. Hit up Lamont Brands for our Soccer Matters t-shirts and hats, and caller number 4 right now. You get a pair of tickets to the Houston Dynamo FC Dallas this weekend. Coming up next, he is the legend. He is Dwayne De Rosario. He will join me next.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. What a week we have in year 20 for the Houston Dynamo. And, of course, the 2025 season kicks off this weekend against FC Dallas. You can get tickets at HoustonDynamo.com. There's been a lot of celebration around the 20-year history of the Dynamo in the 30-year MLS. And as we go to our next interview, it's brought to you by Cactus Music. And this is a guy who I know loves music, just like I do. Cactus Music for all your vinyl CD needs. Get over there, talk to Quinn, talk to the staff. The pre-owned vinyl, the new vinyl, it's all there. And by the way, once you go in there, you probably don't want to leave. It is Cactus Music. With that, we bring in Canadian international, former Houston Dynamo. And before I bring him on, I just want to read you a few of the accomplishments of Dwayne De Rosario, which is pretty incredible. 2-time goal of the year, 4-time MLS Cup winner, 2011 Golden Boot, over 100 Major League Soccer goals, MLS MVP in 2011, 7-time All-Star, 6-time Best 11, and voted one of the greatest 25 players in the history of Major League Soccer. And personally, I put him in the top 3. That's just a little bit of my opinion. But Dwayne joins us now. Dwayne, how are you?
Good morning, man. How you doing, buddy?
I was coming out of breath here reading all these accomplishments. It really is amazing when you look at it on paper. Have you looked back on it and just looked at all the achievement that's occurred during your year, your years playing the game?
Yeah, I mean, I would be lying to say I even get emotional when I hear it, because there was a lot that went into that, a lot of sacrifice. I love it. I eat, sleep, breathe the game. And, you know, my time in Houston, you know, I always try to showcase that and highlight that, is that, you know, the love and passion of the game that I always tried to bring on the field and bring in the locker room with my teammates, and that never die attitude and that winning mentality that thankfully we're able to, you know, translate and bring to Houston their first championships in our inaugural seasons.
Wayne De Rosario joining us. Two MLS Cups, 2006 and 7 here in Houston. And I think people fell in love with the entertainment aspect of your game because, you know, people would go to games in Houston expecting something unique and different from Dwayne De Rosario. You know, you can relate that to a lot of the greats that are creators.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I like to express myself on the canvas, which is the field. You know, I always played with that flair and that style of play that brought, you know, spectators and fans and my community off their seats. And I was one that always never shied away from the, I dare you and do that. And I would do it. I would try it. And, you know, it just never stopped throughout my career. It's, you know, some would say a risk taker. Some would say, you know, as Dom would sometimes tell you, you know, lost a lot of hair from watching me try and do things. But, you know, it was just my expression of my experiences of life and growing up and playing the game that has brought me some of those accolades that you mentioned, and most importantly, brought me joy and peace of mind.
The creativity factor, I mean, when does that get nurtured? Was that from your father? Was it from a coach?
Yeah,
did that
for sure.
Come naturally?
Well, I grew up, hey, I got to check out that record store. You know, I'm a big music guy. You know,
let me know when you come. We'll get you extra access with Quinn. Guy who owns it knows music beyond belief at Cactus Music.
For sure. And actually, when I was in Houston, I would be, some of my time would be spent with DJs there, you know, Swift and so many other DJs that I would just connect with outside the game, because I think it's important to always find a passion outside the game. And music was my passion, amongst other things. But, you know, my dad definitely encouraged me to play with that expression, self-expression, growing up in a time of kind of soccer where it's very kick and run. I want to say that I was one of those players that brought something different to Bob Leonarduzzi at age 16, when he brought me in with the Canadian national team, that, you know, even at that age, I had no fear. And I was, you know, I was willing to take players on, you know, I was willing to take some of the senior guys on and, you know, play dance with the ball, right? And something that a lot of the senior guys, especially Alex, Randy Samuels, Alex Bunbury, really encouraged me to say, you know what, hey man, really, you know, you keep playing with that flair and that passion. It's nice to see. But on the flip side, a lot of the coaches really, you know, wanted me to just play, keep it direct. So I had to learn how to modify my game, had to learn how to evolve my game, and know when to do it and when not to do it. And, you know, thankfully the coaches I had, you know, in Dom, he really appreciated that side of me of playing with that self-expression and playing with that flair and bringing that element to a very, you know, good Houston Dynamo team, which was already a championship team in San Jose when we just got relocated. So, you know, yeah, I think it's very important to always, you know, express yourself and be uniquely you in those when you're in the arts, and I think football is a form of art.
I could not see that Dynamo team without the straw that stirred the drink, which was you, to balance all that good collective play and the work ethic that team had. And those were two remarkable years. What about the memories of the two cups? And of course, in the second one at RFK, let's start with that one. Brian Ching was not able to play that day. You took it over. You had the snap header, and then you set up Joseph and Gwenya. I never forget. I sat up in the second deck with my brother because we both flew in. And it was a phenomenal day, over 50,000 people, and what a moment it was for you. But maybe some recollection of winning that title at RFK Stadium.
Yeah, memories that I'll never forget. And it wasn't just we were missing Brian Ching. We're also missing Ricardo Clark as well. So two.
That's right.
You know, right the heart and soul of our team in the spine, you know, I mean, a forward and a defensive mid, you know, two, you know, huge impactful guys of our team. And, you know, I remember we started the game flat, you know, we were trying to get a rhythm and, you know, obviously New England, they really wanted to get revenge from the year before we beat them in Dallas, and we just couldn't really get our rhythm in the first half. They came at us. They were physical. They were determined. When the game went on, I think at halftime when we caught our breath and kind of settled down, it's like, okay, Dom gave us a firm talk and said, listen, you guys can continue to, carry on the way that you're doing in the first half, or you can play the way we know how to play. And that's the Dynamo way. And we got to take the game to them, and we got to impose ourselves on them. And, I think we turned it around in the second half and came with a different mentality. And, I, being the leader or one of the leaders on the team, I took that responsibility on myself. Obviously, I couldn't have scored that snap header without Brian Ching effort. We wouldn't have won the game without, Pat Onstad making a huge save. Like, there's so many components, that I don't want to. It's not just me. Yeah, I helped in the and create two special moments in the game, but there's so many things, factors that helped us to win, including our staff, including the support of the fans coming and looking up and seeing a sea of orange in DC. Seeing that kind of support was unbelievable, and the support that we also got from our whole Dynamo staff, from the front office and everything, that truly believed in us.
Yeah, those were remarkable years. Was it Brad Davis who hit the delivery in for the snap header?
Yeah, he's the one that crossed it to me. And it's
Brad
funny because,
Davis, yeah.
we were arguing before that. We're going back and forth. We had a big argument in the field. And then, it's just funny how things work. And he played it to me, and I scored. I remember that perfectly. And then we were just laughing. And, but that's how we were with that team, man. We were ruthless with each other. We were so competitive in trainings. It made the games easy. But it also, I remember times we get in fights with each other, and sometimes it went to fists and kicks. And but at least I knew when I looked up, and every player, when they looked up, they knew that, you go through me, you got to go through the rest of my players, and we were very united in that sense. And I think that's a very hard team to beat. And I think even to this day, all of us in our at that time, we would take on any team right now, no matter what kind of stars they were, just because we had that team camaraderie and that, we had so many weapons. When you look back at it, you had and Joseph come off the bench, you had Kai Kamara, you had Stuart Holden, you had Jeff Cameron, you had Chris Wondolowski. Like, look at the careers these guys had that came from that team, and these guys were coming off the bench. So, you know what I mean? It was just a really amazing, amazing team. And not to mention so many other players that played on that team that
Yeah,
contributed.
let's mention a few more. So you had your two wingers, Brad
Yeah, I mean,
Davis,
Brian
Brian
Mullen.
Mullen.
Mullen, Steady Eddie, man. Like, you knew what you got every single game. You had Craig Weibel. Look at what he's done with his career. Pat Onstad, look what he's done with his career. You've had,
Eddie
Eddie
Robinson.
Robinson. Look what he's done with his career. Of course, you
Wade
mentioned
Barrett.
Ching and Wade Barrett. All these guys, I'm very grateful for, made something of themselves. Paul Dalglish, even Mike Tribala. Look what he's done with his opportunity. And you had, Ricardo Clark, who's now coaching, at Vancouver Whitecaps. The second team. I'm just very grateful that everybody kind of is doing all right with their lives. We've all had struggles and challenges, but, in all fairness, I think everyone's, doing okay. And I'm happy, and I continuously wish them all the best. There's other players in that mix that maybe I might be, are definitely forgetting, but,
Yeah, for
everybody's
sure.
doing pretty good.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I think in that time period, it was beginning to shift where there was going to become opportunity for ex-players to coach and be GMs. And it's great to see Pat and Craig Weibel and all these guys still remain in the game and contributing to the game in a big way.
Yeah, for sure. And it's important, right? Because, again, guys, like, I would like to say my brothers, I know them inside out, right? We live together for a good part of our lives, every day. seeing each other and getting to know their families and all these things. And one thing I really appreciate our coaching staff for, Dominic Kinnear and Spencer at the time, is these guys really brought in good human beings, good characters, right? And that's why I knew that everybody was going to do well after their playing career, is because they're just good guys, you know what I mean? And that goes a long way. Ambitious, winners, very competitive. And when you have that mentality, you're gonna be successful in life, because you're gonna always find a way. You're never gonna, like I said, you're gonna have hard, tough moments. Life always gives us many different challenges, especially as we get older. And but with that mentality, you get over it, and you find solutions, and you find a new way.
Dwayne, before I let you go, you have a son, if I'm saying this name correctly, Adisa.
Yes.
All right, just signed a contract with TFC, the team you played for also. He's a goalkeeper. What happened?
I don't know, man. Maybe dropped him on his head too much when he was a kid.
I mean, if
No,
you
you
were
know
going to
what?
go farther away from a creative attacking midfielder, it's a goalkeeper.
I have two goalkeepers, believe it or not, because my
No
youngest is a
kidding.
goalkeeper now. He wants to follow in his brother's footsteps. But at first, of course, I was like every dad,
Yeah.
son, what are you talking about? You're not going to be a goalkeeper. You're going to play. But he was adamant. Like, from young, he understood the game, right? And he would take the ball, and he was a goal scorer, right? That's what I saw him. Every game, like, I'd be like, okay, how much goals he scored today? Oh yeah, he scored 4 or 5 goals. Nice, great, good job. And eventually he started to like say, okay, I like that diving. I like what the key I like that kid's doing. Well, can I play net one day? And sure enough, he had the opportunity to play in net, and as they say, the rest was history. He enjoyed it that much. So when I saw that passion, and I was like, you know what? Okay, I know how to score goals. I know how to teach goalkeeping, because I know angles, and I know what it looks like from an attacking player, and where the opportunities are, depending on where you're standing in the net, depending on the angle you're giving me. Are you shifting your weight on the right foot? Are you shifting weight? All those little nuances, right, that I started to work with him on. And thankfully he took it, and then took it to a next level, and he didn't look back. And I'm so proud of him. It brings me great joy that I have another one of my sons actually playing pro, because my other son Osaze is in Seattle with the Sounders. And
Wow.
just to that's actually playing for Guyana too, national team, which brings me back to my culture, my heritage. And just proud of all my kids. My daughter, she's doing amazing in her career, and just great, great proud dad. You know what I mean? To have my kids doing well. And at the end of the day, you take out all those accolades, and you take out all the things that I've done in my career. When I came home, I was just a dad, and for me, I would say, I would hope the same for any parent, is you want your kids to do better than you. You want your kids to excel in life, to be great in life. And thankfully, I'm very fortunate that so far three of my kids have done that, and I'm very proud of them.
What a wonderful life. By the way, I can't let you go without a word about your wife, too, because she's a part of this team, the De
100
Rosario team.
100%. She's the backbone of our family. She's the glue. She allowed me to do what I did on the field, and allow me to be that professional, that and all those accolades, is to know that everything was going to be handled at home, that allowed me a peace of mind to express myself on the field. But most importantly, allow me to be a real pro, because I was very militant in my game and my craft. Game days, it was no nonsense. I didn't want no disruptions from my kids. I didn't want no disruption from anybody. I just wanted to breathe and just focus and think about the game. And she allowed me space to be me authentically. And I have a lot of respect for her and our journey as a pro, and still supporting our kids.
I should know this. Mention your wife's first name, Dwayne.
Brandy.
Brandy. So,
Yeah.
Brandy De Rosario, big kudos to her. Dwayne, listen, this was awesome. All those in Houston are going to love hearing from you. Thank you so much for coming on the program. Continued success. You're living a wonderful life. Keep it going.
Thank you, always, Glenn, and appreciate all you do for the game as always. And when I'm down there, make sure we check out that record store. We go digging in the crates.
We'll go together. I know where the secret stuff's hidden in that place too.
Amazing, amazing.
Cactus music, and there's some good reggae there, Dwayne, by the way. So
Beautiful. I
we'll
love
hook it up.
all music, but reggae is my heart.
I kind of knew that. I kind of knew that. All right, Dwayne, thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Appreciate you.
What an interview there with Dwayne De Rosario. That was a beauty. So that's part one with the legendary Dwayne De Rosario of the Houston Dynamo, voted the top 25 players in history in Major League Soccer. By the way, there was another Dynamo on there. Much of his success came after he was traded away. That is Chris Wondolowski, who is the all-time leading goal scorer in the league. Remarkable. But that's great stuff from Dwayne De Rosario. You can catch the rest of the interview. It only gets better, I can assure you that. You can get it at ESPN975.com. We'll post it up there, and you can hear the full interview. All right, stay with us here. Big shout-out to Nico Nico's Greek and American Cafe, three locations in Houston. Lamb Shank, souvlaki, gyro, the best in Mediterranean food. It's Nico Nico's Greek and American Cafe, locations in the Woodlands. Location I-10 in the Beltway, and then, of course, the home of all the homes, the original on Montrose, my favorite. So big thanks to Nico Nico's Greek and American Cafe. When we come back, time to visit with FC Dallas head coach Eric Quill, who grew up playing the game here in Houston, went on to play in Major League Soccer. It is his debut game on Saturday against the Houston Dynamo, and I got a pair of tickets right now at 713-780-3776 for caller number four.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, presented by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Big thank you to John and his firm, personal injury attorneys, getting soccer on the airwaves for many, many years now. So if you like soccer talk on the radio, big thank you to John Daspit, Daspit Law Firm. 713-CALL-NOW, DaspitLaw.com. One of the great storylines going into the game this weekend between the Houston Dynamo and FC Dallas is Eric Quill in his first year in Major League Soccer as a head coach for FC Dallas. Grew up playing the game here in Houston on all the fields, went on to a professional playing career with various clubs in MLS, comes from New Mexico United in the USL, and is now the head coach of FC Dallas. He joins us now. Eric, thank you so much for taking the time out to come on the show this week.
My pleasure, Glenn. Anytime, buddy. It's always a pleasure.
Well, we've had a lot of interviews over the years. It's really interesting now. I'm sitting here going, okay, now he's the head coach of FC Dallas. And I know you were zeroed in on that through all your coaching moves. Is that correct to say?
Yeah. I mean, I started my professional coaching pathway here with the second team in North Texas. And obviously played for the Hunt, you know, as a player in Major League Soccer. So there's a real affinity for how they do things, and them taking a chance on me multiple times now as a player and coach. And I just loved my time here, you know, in the three seasons I was here before. And so, you know, when you adore people that work inside the walls, and you respect the leadership, and you love the direction that they want to go, you know, all those things add up, and, you know, you circle it as a man. If I ever was blessed to come back, I would jump at it in a heartbeat, and just so happen to be blessed to get this opportunity, and I want to take it and run.
How much of the staff are you familiar with your time? And by the way, with North Texas, you won the league. You had a real, real grip on all the young players, which has been a part of the mantra of the way you coach. But how much of the staff do you know, and how familiar are you with them?
Staff, no, I know really well. I had one staff member join me from New Mexico, Matt Watson, who's an amazing, amazing coach, amazing human being. Michelle Pereira, who I worked with at North Texas, he was my assistant, who just won, the championship this past season with North Texas. So very familiar with Michelle. I was, we always talked about working together again someday. So to get the chance to reunite with him has been amazing. And then Rodrigo Rios, who I didn't know, personally, was recommended to me from Josh Wolf. He was on staff with Austin FC in the last 4 years, and he was on staff at he was an academy coach in Atlanta United when Tata Martino was there. And so, really recommended. And I, within 5 minutes of being out of conversation with him, I felt like he and I really aligned with how we saw the game and just his personality and character. I knew I was getting a home run. So, and then Drew Keyshawn, who's been here for 18 years, and he's the best in the biz in the goalkeeper department. Nobody does it better. And so to get a chance to keep Drew on was a no-brainer. And we're working seamlessly, and there's a great mutual respect, and everybody pulling the same direction. So it's a lot of fun, man. The staff is dynamic with great ideas and ambitious. That it's what I want in the staff. These guys are tireless workers, and believe in the direction we want to go, and that's powerful.
We're joined by Eric Quill tonight here, head of the Houston Dynamo FC Dallas. It's a derby match. Eric Quill has played in these before. A little bit of a thought on just the fact that, the scheduling puts us out in a way that your first ever game as a coach at MLS is back in Houston. I mean, the soccer gods must be saying, well, this is the storyline we need for this game.
It is kind of crazy. I mean, I would have never imagined, my first game coaching MLS against my hometown team. So really amazing to get this chance and opportunity. Houston's I'm very, very familiar with obviously the city, but also the organization. And Ben Olsen's a great coach who he and I have spent many, many years in the youth national team system together. And I respect tremendously, who's had a lot of success around, in his time in the league. So it's just, it's going to be a great match. Two great teams going at it. Game one probably means more game one than maybe in game 12. When it's just a, both teams are going to be up for game one, which is going to just add to the product for the fans, the emotion of the night for the fans, and give you everything you hope that you want to see from it.
Eric Quill joining us, FC Dallas head coach. Back in my day, I got to call a lot of your games in Major League Soccer, whether you were on the Tampa Bay Mutiny with Carlos Valderrama, in Kansas City with Bob Gansler. Let's talk about coaches. Let's talk about Bob Gansler. What did you learn from him as a legendary coach that Gansler was in Major League Soccer?
Yeah, Bob was an amazing manager of people. Like, really had a keen sense on the human, and the ebbs and flows that go with confidence in the game, and did a really good job of just having an identification process of who's up, who's down, how to get them back to the peak. But really a defensive mind that's probably the coach that stands out to me the most as far as tactics and keeping organizational lines and respecting that to the game and how important it is. And so we, just really a tremendous coach that had a lot of experience, but also the human character side is I took a lot from too, because he truly cared about everybody, treated everybody with great respect, and he was a player's manager. I mean, full on.
As much as you would think that's a prerequisite for coaching, that's not always the case, is it? And I'm sure you've been on teams where it hasn't been the case.
Yeah, no. I've seen and been around others that focus more on some other dimension of the team, and so I got to play for some amazing managers that you just kind of extract those things that you like about them, and if you ever get the opportunity to be a coach, you're kind of a product of all the guys that came that taught you, and that's probably what I'd say about myself is, through Roy Rees, through Bob Gansler, through Bob Bradley, through Tim Hankinson. Alfonso Mondello, Colin Clark in Dallas, they all had an impact on who I am as a coach today, and I couldn't be more grateful for those experiences.
Great list of names you just put out there too, by the way. Great list of names. All right, let me just take you into you. I know you as a player. I think it's pretty clear that you are an attack-oriented coach. Is that fair to say? And is that what Dallas fans are going to see this year?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm very aggressive. Always have been, always will be. But obviously with a great respect for, what each team brings to the table and not being naive. But what I want to instill in our guys is a vertical aggression that they're not scared of failure. That's my big thing is I always call it failing aggressively. Don't fail being safe and scared. Fail being aggressive, and we can deal with our behaviors when it turns over. They'll be there to sweep up the mess. But go be ambitious, go be bold. And if we all commit to that behavior, it can have a lot of fluidity to it. And I think players are, this is who they ultimately want to be. And so when you give them free rein to be that, I think they take it and run with it.
I find that interesting too, because I often wonder the way teams play, and maybe what their game model is, which is, I guess, the terminology nowadays. Does that get somebody more excited about their team, right? Particularly the style of play, if it fits them.
Yeah, I think it's every profile. There's so many profiles in each of these positions that you could go after. Guys that can slow the tempo, guys who maybe have more experience and take the air out of the ball a bit. And there's gonna be times in which we need to do that if we want to, if we're in a 2-0 lead or three, like, and we want to kill the game with possession, and we got to bring our feet and those possession type oriented players in. But we also need weaponry to get out and transition. We know this league to be a super transitional league. And you better be able to play at that transitional level, because you will get stung if you're not, and you won't, and then we've seen across the world how hard it is to break down, 9, 10 guys, and the amount of chances that you're really going to get when you let those numbers get behind the ball. So, I want to be at goal within two passes. I mean, that's ultimately what I want to do. So, I don't want to mess around, find those vertical options right away off the turnover. And we go together as a group. It's not just one or two guys ahead of the game. It's everybody going together. So if there is an opportunity after two passes and it gets deflected, we're not open, super opened up to where transition back to the other. So we want to be a team going forward and backwards. But it's high octane, and it's going to demand a lot. I mean, the physical load that this preseason we put our guys under, they got to be able to run. They got to be able to sprint, high distance. That's what it calls for, and I think that the fans will want to see this. It's not standing around side. This is high octane, get in your face and go. And that's ultimately what I believe to be the remedy and the solution to this league. And then having it, because when you play this way, it also calls for other contributors. You're not going to be able to ride a roster of 11, 12 guys in this style. So I want a roster of 28 to 30 guys in great form, ready to share the load. Next man up. Player rotations that we can plug in place, and our style stays the same, and fluidity stays the same, and everybody feels like they're contributing. And I think that's when you have the healthiest group, and why you're there at the end when everybody feels like they're getting honest opportunity when they're kill it in the grass through the week. So I'm big on giving when guys earn it. I'm gonna find a way to get them on the field, and if that's 14 guys, it's 14. But I tend to choose to make 30 guys available for this style of play.
He's Eric Quill, FC Dallas, opening up against the Houston Dynamo here in 2025 on the road. It will be Eric's first game as a head coach in Major League Soccer after a long playing career in MLS as well. Real thought here on what is an incredible signing. 2 years ago, he was the MVP of the league. We know he's one of the most interesting and exciting attacking players. Lucho Acosta, how that deal happened, how much input you had in it, and just kind of take us into it because that was one that really opened a lot of eyes.
Yeah, no, this one was a big one. Look, very simple for me. Hell yeah, let's go with this one when it was presented. Because I've watched him for years as you and his impact, and Ben coached him before. Ben knows him well. Like, this guy is, and he's only getting better with time. Some guys, as they get older, you can poke holes in who they're becoming with age. But this guy, like I said, in the broadcast or in one of the interviews, was he like fine wine, and he's just getting better with age, and his production is becoming more and more assist goals. He's showing no signs of slowing down, and the guy just loves to play, man. Like, he's been here a week. He was ready to go right off the bat. He's excited to be here. He He's just a different level. He sees the game 2 steps ahead. He's still getting his sharpness back. He was out, off season, plus, not really being there from day one with Cincy in the preseason. So he's finding his footing right now, getting to know guys. So, but he's just the type of talent. It doesn't take long for him. The game of football for him is different than most. And it's find him and things happen, and the more we find him, the more he gets relationships going with the Petar Muses of the world, Pedrinho, all these guys in the front half of the field that we rely on. I just think he's going to orchestrate some amazing stuff for our fans. And he's going to get people out of their seats, and he's already injected huge life into our locker room. He's an amazing character. So it's truly a blessing to get to coach a guy like this. I'll say that. And so I'm just going to enjoy every minute of it.
Super exciting signing. Peter Musa, by the way, scored goals against the Dynamo last year. Take me into him a little bit as a center forward, and it must be pretty exciting to think about him in combination with Acosta and Pedrinho.
Yeah, no, he's a killer. I've not seen a nine like this in front of my own eyes, maybe ever. Just what he can do with a half window from even from long distances. It's just you can't leave him alone. He's both feet. He's just got intellect inside and around the box that's second to none. He's got a competitive drive. He's got a willingness to. He's always looking to get in behind or just find some sort of way to just be a difference maker in the game. And you can't. He can run. He's faster than you think. He can run. He's quick. He's got creativity, and he's got really great feet. Really keen sense how to play with others. His layoff, his post up layoff ability is high level. So I don't think there's a dimension that you can focus in on if you're an opponent. That's if you take one away, he's gonna go to this. He's got a second, third weapon. So it's really based on how many you think you can take away and can you for 90, what if he's playing 90, can you really withstand his quality? And I think most teams are going to struggle to really bottle him up for long periods of time.
Eric, last one before I let you go. Obviously, with your background in youth, you've always given youth opportunity if they deserve it and earn it. I would think that anybody is, on the second team for FC Dallas, they got to be saying, this is great because we got a coach who, if I earn it, I'm going to get opportunity.
100%. No charity, but it's earned. But they know that I play young players. I believe in young players. We do it second. We do it no better than anybody else in this league. And from a developmental standpoint, it's just about are we preparing these guys? When are they ready? It's not about that. There's definitely gonna be a time in which you're gonna see some young talents from our academy injected into this roster and these starting lineups. But like I said, it's earned, and we've got to create mentalities in these young ones. So it's not, are we curious about when we play them? It's not about curiosity. It's about readiness, and that's what we're trying to figure out with who are these closest ones right now, and but you can expect some injections.
Eric, I've watched your rise in coaching. I've watched how hard you've worked at it. I've watched your success. No better guy to get the job. I'm really rooting for you in 2025. You've been on this show a million times, coaching a lot of different teams. You've been on the show as a player, I think, or a post-playing career. So it really is, I think, exciting for Houston also, not only me, but for Houston to see you. Best of luck in 2025, and thanks for coming on, and I hope we can catch up during the year as well.
Me too, Glenn. It's always a pleasure, man. I love you to death. I love what you do for the game, and you're one of a kind there, man.
Well, looking forward to seeing you in Houston, and I'm going to be pridefully watching you in your debut. Thanks for coming on tonight.
All right, thanks, Glenn. Appreciate it, man.
All right, that does it tonight for Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Big thank you to Dwayne De Rosario. Big thank you to Eric Quill. Also earlier in the week, Buzz Carrick of Third Degree, and of course the Houston Dynamo head coach Ben Olsen for coming on the show and making it two solid shows ahead of the Dynamo and FC Dallas this weekend in the Texas Derby. Big thank you, as always, to Brian McDonald. You can get the podcast of this show, Spotify, Apple, and Google. Also on ESPN975.com, your soccer station in Houston, Texas. Catch me on the local call on Apple this weekend with the Houston Dynamo and FC Dallas opening up the 2025 season. Until next week, and I mean Tuesday, remember, soccer matters.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.